NBA Australia. How you going? Welcome to NBA Australia. It's Monday, February 12th. I'm your host, James Clements. That's right, man. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, the Red Bull magazine, Brooklyn Game, one half of the Derong Guys NBA podcast, and I am currently in Larry Armour Studios here in New York City, New York, making sure you know everything that's going on in the NBA, who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball today. Man, we're just out here repping Australia, mate. Just talking NBA junk for your favorite daily NBA podcast. And man, have we got a big one today. Wrapping a mega NBA weekend. We had jersey retirements. We had Joe Ingles career nights. We had a bunch of new look teams after all those trades. Some of them look real good, especially those Cavs of LeBron, huh? And a couple of them don't look as good. Sacramento. So we'll break down all that with all the usual dumbassery. Yeah, Naz. Hashtag better than Lonzo Ball. The unpopular opinion of the day. And as we do every day, we check in on every single Australian NBA player and see how they're going. And it's Monday, so we play our new game. Was he better than Gazy? Sure. And reveal our dickhead of the weekend. And, you know, that's a good one too. Plus, we'll preview all the NBA games for tonight and finish up with a brand new deli review. Ah, yes. I can't wait for that. So let's get to it. NBA Australia, we'll be back right after this one to start off. Yes, come on. Do it. Yeah. Oi, oi, oi. It's old mate Deli over here. That's right. Manny Deli Vadova. And you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Oh, you better, because it is NBA Australia. How do we start every episode? It is the whip around. So let's do it, shall we? Look, there was a bunch of news on the weekend, but we're going to cover it all off in all of our segments. So let's get to the game wraps for the weekend. There was 24 games. We'll whip through them straight that way. Right that way. Come on. So Friday, we had the old Blake Bowl. Do you remember that? Clippers versus the Pistons. Clippers beat the Pistons 108-95. Blake still had 19-8-6. God damn, he's good, I'll tell you that much. Lou Will had 26-4-6 because Lou Will going Lou Will. Never stop. Never last. Nice. Pelicans lost to the Sixers. That was, Big Simo. Joel Embiid had 24 points and 16 rebounds, kicking the absolute bejesus out of Anthony Davis. Big Simo, though. We'll talk about him in the Australia player rap, but goddamn, had an absolute fucking corker of a game. This was an absolute shit show for the Pelicans, though. 100-82. Gross. Oh, the Cavs beat the Hawks shorthanded. They had like 8 dudes available because they traded like 47 guys. Cavs still beat the Hawks because the Hawks, they're shit. I'll tell you that much. Kyle Korver goes for 30 against his old team. Can anyone say revenge game? Oh shit, and this was a big LeBron triple-double, man. He had 22 points, 12 rebounds, and a career high 19 assists. The best part, two of these came after the fact. He had 17 at the end of the game, and then they go back through it all and they're like, oh wait, no, LeBron definitely passed that to that guy and that was an assist, sorry. And boom, 19, a career high. Unfucking real. LeBron was fucking great in this game. They just like controlled, which is like, it was a dangerous ass game as well against the Hawks. They suck. But fuck, man, the Cavs, they just go, all right, man, we got rid of all this dead wood. Let's kick some ass. And they fucking did. It was tight. Oh, another good game that night as well. Pacers beat the Celtics. Oh, might be a first round playoff preview this one too. So we had Victor Oladipo versus Kyrie Irving. And Victor wins. Fatality. He had 35 points, 10 rebounds, smoked the Celtics. Kyrie couldn't even match him, man. Kyrie's comeback, you know, had a couple of iffy games there, but, you know, 21-5, not bad, but not as good as Victor, 35-10. Not bad, man. So Pacers, that was a very important win for the Pacers. Like, they're out there fucking just scratching and clawing to make the fucking playoffs. They're currently in sixth now as well. Because they had another win on the weekend. We'll get to that in a bit. Let's do it. Let's get moving. Fuck yes. Bucks lose to the Heat because D-Wade came back. Oh, it was D-Wade in those sweet, sweet Miami Vice uniforms. that was worth the trade in itself. It looked fucking amazing. And this was a pretty good win for the Heat as well. They're up by heaps. Nearly blew it twice, but held on, and bam, Adebayo. One of my fucking favorite rookies in the entire rookie class this year. 15 and 10. But bam! Not bad, not bad. D-Wade, you know, it was an okay game. But everyone was just kind of like more happy that he was there than sort of anything else. You know? Which is cool. Because it's fucking D-Wade back in goddamn Miami. So he played 22 minutes. He had 3 points. He goes 1 of 6 from the field. 2 assists, 2 rebounds, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. You know, that's kind of what you get from 36-year-old D-Wade at this point, right? Just how it goes. Anyway, whatever. Keep moving. So there you go. Bucks, Greek Freak, they lose. Tough one. It's a tough one for the old Milwaukee. So Greek Freak, tried his hardest. He had 23 points and 11 rebounds, but 8 of 21 shooting. It's just all those wings that Miami can sort of throw at you, like Josh Richardson, Winslow, fucking Tyler Johnson, James Johnson, everybody else with the last name Johnson. That'll happen. The Heat are going to be tricky like that, you know? But anyway, the Heat break their, 5-game losing streak and beat the Bucks. All right, moving on. Nuggets lose to the Rockets, 130 to 104 in Houston. Fucking hell. Clint Capela, 23 points, 25 rebounds. Jesus. James Harden drops in as well with 28 points, 11 assists. Not bad, not bad. Nuggets, they're led by Trey Lyles with 24 points. Not quite Donovan Mitchell numbers, I'll tell you that much. Hornets lose to the Jazz in Utah. The Jingler, jingling Joe Ingles, he sets a career fucking high with 23 points. Jazz go on a 8-game winning streak at that point. 20-11 for the Stifle Tower. Yes, hello. This is Rudy Gobert. I'm here to block the shit out of your shot, yes. Bullshit All-Star Kemba Walker also has 19 points and 5 assists. But who fucking cares? Jingling Joe Ingles, career fucking high. What do you reckon? Yes. Yep. Good. Great job, Jingler. Woo! Yeah, Jingler. That was good. Sure. Amazing. 23 points. Good job, Jingler. We'll wrap up all these actual numbers in the Australian Player Watch. So, how about this game, though? Wolves go into Chicago. It's the Tibbs return. The Jimmy Butler return. It's the first time they've been back to fucking Chicago since Tibbs, not since Tibbs took over, but since he got Jimmy Butler back. And Jimmy Butler turns it on against his old team, but they lose. The Bulls win 114-113 over the Wolves. Jimmy Butts had 38 points, but loses to the man he was traded for. Former Bull, Zach LaVine. Former Wolf. Upside down. 35-5 for Zach. Unfucking real, dude. He has come back guns up, blazing. And the best part was the Bulls were down 17 points in this and came all the way back to win it by one. Jimmy Butts had a chance to win it basically back and forth in the last couple of seconds, and the Bulls hold on. Not bad. Good win. Blazers beat the Kings, and how is this fucking game? Oh, Dame Dollar goes for 50 in 29 fucking minutes. That's right, a 50-piece for Dame Lillard in 29 minutes in 3 quarters. Holy shit, that's the best part is that CJ McCollum did this like 3 weeks ago as well. So he goes 8 of 13 from 3 to Dame. That's one off his career high. Didn't have to play the fourth quarter. Unbelievable. Fucking Kings, man. Don't forget, this is the same Kings team that had to waive Giorgio Papadiannis after drafting him 13th in, 2016. That's, 1.5 years ago. They drafted a center at 13 when they already had DeMarcus Cousins, Big Willie Cauley-Stein, and Kostas Koufos. Man, the Sacramento Kings are the worst. Anyway, so there you go. Dame Dollar drops a 50-piece on the Kings, smashes. Don't forget, as pointed out by our boy PDX Pete up there in Portland, he's also the NBA's greatest rapper. So just make sure you go fucking YouTube that shit. Dude has got some fucking flow. All right, Saturday. I went to this fucking Pelicans-Nets game. You could have followed along on the old facey over there. The old NBA Australia Facebook posted a couple of photos just because it's like, the Nets were down 20 fucking 8 in the third quarter. And then came back and got it to overtime. And then overtime again. And then they still lost by 10. Ah, the Nets. So the Pelicans win this 138-128. Unbelievable game. Anthony Davis with 44 points, 17 rebounds, 2 assists. Was amazing in the first half. Had 19 points and like 7 rebounds in the first half. Or 19 and 9, I think, in the first half alone. They slowed him down, like, defensively just by putting smaller dudes on him, basically, for the most part. Offensively, like Damari Carroll, stuff like that. But he still got there, just ended up taking over, like, in the fourth and then into the OTs. And AD, man, when he's going, he's fucking unreal to watch. Meanwhile, fucking also going, Rondo, like it's fucking 2008. He had a triple-double, 25 points, 10 rebounds, 12 assists, so many easy fucking Rondo layups. And a Rondo layup is where he just, like, you know, he goes into the paint and he'll just like, he's not going to lay it up. And then somehow he bends his weird fucking contorted body and just somehow gets like a bizarre fucking kiss off the glass and it goes in. It's unbelievable. Rondo had like 8 of those. It was bonkers. They even like resorted to hacker Rondo there for a while, but it didn't quite work. He went like 4 of 6, I think, the times they tried it. So not great. The best part was the two fucking morons sitting behind me going, why would they be... fouling at this point. It's like, motherfucker, Rondo shoots like 30% from the line. Remember, dumb fans are dumb. God damn. Why would they foul him? Because you're a fucking moron. 21 and 16 for new Pelican as well. 21 and 16. Mirotić. Jesus Christ. Not bad. Also added 5 blocks, including about like, I reckon 4 of those came on Spencer Dinwiddie layups. Oh, Jesus. For the Nets, 28 for Alan Crabb. And of course, this is just great coaching by the Nets. He was absolutely fucking flaming hot. Got them all the way back in the game. Took one more shot. After, I think, maybe the 3rd minute of the first overtime. He was on the court the rest of the fucking time. That's not great, Kenny Atkinson. Come on. D'Angelo Russell missed all first of his 7 shots and helped them get back in it. Warmed up a little bit, then went cold again. Ends up with 21. Man, I'll tell you what, though. In person, D'Angelo Russell... It is hard to see, just like, it's hard to watch him play defense because he doesn't. Just fucking absolute shit show on the defensive end. No effort, no sweat, no talking, no leadership. He's like constantly kind of like looking, like trying to jump passing lanes and shit. It's like the old Dwayne Wade defense where you're like, all right, so he gets some steals, but Jesus Christ, at the expense of so many just like backdoor cuts, losing his man for open fucking threes. Gross. Anyway, pull your fucking head in a bit, D'Angelo Russell. Play some D. Spencer Dinwiddie, 24 points, 10 assists, but props to the Pelicans, man. Winning on a double overtime on a back-to-back. A road back-to-back. They win. Double OT. Unreal. I mean, it's also the Nets, though. And I keep pointing out the none of Wadding under-12s mixed netball team might beat them. Anyway, Bucks. That was a good night. It was an awesome night. I got to smash some fucking sushi just up the road afterwards. Love going to the old Barclays Center. And it was awesome just seeing the Pelicans, even without Boogie. They're fun. You know, Etuan Moore, Rondo, Jrue Holiday had a bit of a rough one, but still, they look good sometimes. You know, when they were fucking smoking in the first half and they fell apart in the second half because they got a bit too chill. Anyway, moving on. Bucks beat the Magic. Fucking Greek Freak versus the Freaks. 32 points, 5 and 5 for Bucks. Middleton chips in with 21, 9 and 7. Oh, what's that for the Magic? Super Mario, 23 points, not bad. Still, Bucks needed that. Get back on track. Good job. Clips lose to the Sixers. Oh, nice. Simo and Embiid versus Lou Williams and DJ. Gallo, Danilo Gallinari, 22 and 5 for the Clips. 10 points, 21 rebounds for DeAndre Jordan. Unbelievable. But he's matched up against Joel Embiid, who has a back-to-back. Yes, that's right. He's playing them back-to-backs now. And absolutely fucking smashed. 29 points, 16 rebounds. 16? Did you say 6 steamed rebounds? No, I said 16 rebounds. Fucking hell. Big Simo is 14 and 10. We'll talk about that later. 17 and 8 for TJ McConnell off the bench. Unbelievable. Philly are now just half a game out of the 7th spot behind Miami as well with that win. So that's pretty fucking good. Not bad. Not bad. Bad Sixers. Go Philly. Smash them. Moving on. Wiz, they beat the Bulls. Bulls lose on an emotional back-to-back after the big win over the Wolves. Thomas Satoransky, 25 points, 6 assists. Smashed it. Beal had an absolute shocker. Had 7 points on 13 shots. Lowry, that's a girl's name, Markkanen, also had a bit of a brutal night. He's a new dad as well. He's fucking 19. You're crapping out kids. Come on, Lowry. 18 years. She got you for 18 years. But on 5 of 19 shooting for Lowry Markkanen. 12 points on 19 shots. Gross. Oh, the Lakers lose and the Mavs have their four-game winning streak busted up against the Mavericks. That's not good. Julius Randle, 26 and 8. Brandon Ingram with 22. Isaiah Thomas, though, debut game for his new team, 22 points off the bench, goes 7 of 12, 4 of 8 from 3. So everyone in Lakerland is just like, oh, shit, how good's Isaiah Thomas? Of course, he had 6 assists and 6 turnovers. That's how good. Tough one. Dirk Nowitzki with 22 and 4. Not bad. 21 for Harrison Barnes. 14, 6 and 5. Dennis Smith Jr. We'll talk about him later. Big game of the night. Warriors versus Spurs. Oh, 122. The Warriors win to Spurs 105. The champs smashed him. Patty Mills got the start in this one as well. DeJounte Murray rested. Pop had a very, very, very funny quote at the start of the game where it's like, oh, I'm going to start Patty Mills and our other point guard because I feel like I should be allowed to start 6 guys against the Warriors. I'm like, oh, man. That was also an amazing video of Pop and Patty Mills and the assistant coaches that I'll get to later. It is fucking great. So check that out. We'll talk about it later. 25 and 4 for LaMarcus Aldridge, 20 for Kyle Anderson, but they just can't match up to the Warriors. Draymond, 17 points, 11 assists, 8 rebounds, fucking hell, and 25 points on 14 shots for Clay. Not bad, Warriors, just cruising along. Nuggs, 123, beat the Suns, last game for Saturday. Joker takes on this joke of a Suns team. 21 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists. Unbelievable. Alfred Payton made his debut in Phoenix. Also debuted his haircut in Phoenix for the first time. And every barber in Phoenix is like, oh, I'm rich now. Nice. He had 19 points, 9 assists and 6 rebounds. Not a bad one. Not a bad one. Nuggs cruising, though. That's handy. They needed that one. Got to keep in touch with the bottom half of that West playoff picture there, pals. And then Sunday, yesterday, fun ass day. Raps beat the Hornets, smashed them. Hornets on their third game in 4 days. 25 points, 8 assists for DeMar. 24 for CJ Miles off the bench. Had his monthly CJ Miles game. My name is Jonas Valanciunas. 21 points, 9 rebounds. 17 and 13 for Dwight Howard. 23 and 9 for fake all-star Kemba Walker. Raps just cruising along. And now they are in top spot in the East because the Cavs beat the Celtics 121-99. Smoked them on the day of Paul Pierce's jersey retirement. This was so fucking great that we got this straight after the trade deadline where it's like, oh shit, we get to see like all the new Cavs on national TV against the fucking best team in the East. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. So Celtics give up 64 points in the first half. That's their most all season, which is bananas, right? Like, the Celtics are the best defensive team in the fucking league, don't forget. And the Celtics just are like, all right, so are we going to play defense today? And they're like, yeah, nah, we're good. No good, Celtics, no good. Most points the team have given up all year as well, 121, so not great. Probably personified by bangers. Old Aaron Baines getting posterized by J.R. Smith there. Hashtag pray for bangers. But Paul Pierce and I, Celtics fans chanting Paul Pierce, like basically when they're down 30 for the last 2 minutes of the game. It was good. It was really nice. LeBron passing to Rodney Hood, Jordan Clarkson. Dude just looked happy. He hasn't seen anyone move or cut off the ball since 2016. So LeBron ends up with 23, 10, and 8. 10 assists, that is. 12 and 3 for George Hill. Like, so for the new Cavs, George Hill had 12 and 3. Rodney Hood, 15 off the bench. Jordan Clarkson, 17 off the bench. And it was like Larry Nance Jr. had like 5 and 5. Just, you know, they look so much quicker. Even Chetty Osman, he's out there doing work. He had fucked up an amazing dunk and an amazing Shaq in a full too. Tried to dunk it, got blocked by the rim. But they look so fucking energized, man. The Celtics just like looked like they were trying to hang and just didn't have the offensive firepower to hang with them. 18 for Kyrie. Marcus Morris was 17. 21 for Terry Rose. Moose Monroe went 5-5. They just couldn't get any offense going against the Cavs, which is a bit of a worry because the Cavs are so bad defensively for the rest of the year. But there you go. Rough one. We'll talk much more about that night later. Detroit lose to Atlanta 118-115. Blake has 23-7-6. Andre Drummond 25-15. The Hawks, man. Dennis Schröder with 23. Dwayne Dedmon with 20-13. Man, they just like didn't miss any shots, basically, the Hawks. They shot 50% basically for the game. They were just much better. It was weird. I don't know how they fucking slugged this out, but they did. They just sort of jumped the Detroit team that were kind of like half asleep. There you go. Kings, they beat... Oh, no, the Knicks... Well, the New York Knickerbockers of New York City lost to the Pacers as well yesterday. 121-113. Manny Moutier had his Knicks debut at 14. Looked pretty good, too. The good thing is, for the Knicks fans, they're actually playing Frankie Nicotine and Emmanuel Moutier at the same time, as opposed to just giving all the fucking minutes to, like, Jarrett Jack and shit, which would be very dumb. But Jarrett Jack is still starting, which is stupid, but he only played 8 minutes, whereas Frankie Nicotine and Emmanuel Moutier played a combined 60. So that's good. Smart. Super cool Bees had 16-13. Victor Oladipo backs up his 35 with 38-9. Unreal. Pacers are cruising now, huh? Mavs lose to the Rockets in a Texas showdown, 104-97. The Rocket Man, CP3, 25-9-8. James Harden, 27-6-5. Dougie McBuckets, his first game for the Mavs, 8 points. Classic Dougie McBuckets, eh? Not bad. Not bad, Dougie. It's how you do it. Kings at Wolves. Oh, the Kings. They're turning everything over to De'Aaron Fox, 23 points. Meanwhile, the Wolves had double-figure scoring from all of their starters, and they got 29-8-6 from Big Cat, 18 from Jimmy Butler, and got back on track after that loss against the Bulls. I mean, that's what the Kings are there for teams to get back on track against. Oh, back to that Mavs game. Yogi Ferrell, 20 points as well. That's all you need to know about Dallas in the moment. Yogi is leading them. Dennis Smith Jr., we'll talk about him later. He had a good game too. So anyway, Grizz at Thunder, they lose. No Rusty, no Melo. This time, no problemos for the Thunder. Even though they lost to the Lakers, what was that, last Thursday? They beat the Grizz because the Grizz are shit. Tyreke Evans came back after being set out prior to the trade deadline because Memphis are fucking dumb. Just trade the fucking guy, you morons. Shit show everywhere else for the Grizz, but at least they're getting a run into the young dudes like Dylan Brooks, Ivan Rabb, even Benny McLemore out there. Take you down a thrift shop. Andrew Harrison as well. So Paul George leads the Thunder with 33 points, 8 assists. Alex Abrines jumps in as well with 16. Thunder cruise to the win. And then the final game of the weekend, it was an absolute corker. Oh, the Jingler. Back-to-back career highs for Jingling Joe Ingles. Tops his previous career high set in the previous game on Friday with 24 points. Unreal. Goes 8 of 12 from the field, 6 of 9. Nice. From 3. Rudy Gobert, the Stifle Tower, had 12 and 11. Favors at 15 and 11. Donovan fucking Mitchell has 27 and 6. We'll talk about him later. Jazz now cruising along. Absolutely fucking smoking teams. I mean, but Dame Lillard, though, so just a heads up. He had 39 points in this, even in the loss. That is 89 points for Dame in the last two games in a total of 68 minutes. Dame Dollar out there crushing it. So Jazz, now on a 9-game winning streak, the hottest team in the fucking league, back to 500 for the first time since they were 13-13. And how's this? Joe Ingles, during the Jazz 9-game winning streak, 17 points per game, 60% from the field, 59.3% from three, and he's a plus 142. That's just doing work, Jingler. On ya. We'll talk about that in the NBA Australia player wrap-up, but let's get to the NBA Australia approved performance of the night.
Nice.
That was a knife, Paul Pierce. Unreal. Paul Pierce, you get the NBA Australia approved performance of the weekend. It was just nice having that jersey retirement ceremony. It was amazing. Like when he got to crying, when he's like talking about his kids and his wife, it was just fucking great. It was a shame that the Celtics lost the game. I'll tell you that much. The hype was awesome though. And like the love for Paul Pierce was absolutely fucking real. Like all those Pierce videos, remembering how fucking good he was. Like, my biggest memories of Pierce, like, even getting to watch him for a season here in Brooklyn, he'd be having a shit game, and he'd still come up with huge buckets. That's the same would go through when he was with the Celtics. They'd be in a playoff game, he'd have maybe 15 points, and they'd be like, ah, shit, what are we going to do? We're down a little bit. Paul Pierce would score, like, 9 out of nowhere and end up on 24, and he'd be like, Oh yeah, Paul Pierce is really fucking good. So you remember the LeBron duel, you remember the Nets comeback, you remember the Detroit beatdowns, you remember him beating Kobe in 08 and getting the finals MVP, the wheelchair, just everything. It was fucking so good to relive it all. Good job, number 34. That was fucking great. It was emotional and I loved it. All right, let's move on to old mate, no mate. He's got old mate. Who's got no mates to know today? Ray Allen. Motherfucker went golfing instead of going to Paul Pierce's retirement ceremony. So this is the extra parts of the that's not a knife, that's a knife. Paul Pierce, he had KG there, he had Doc Rivers there. They all flew in, man. They had Rondo, they had Antoine fucking Walker. They had Dana Barrett. There was just so many fucking Scal. It was awesome. Had some of his Kansas teammates. And Ray Allen, motherfucker went golfing instead of going. Posted it on Instagram and everything. Jesus, Ray, just don't be a fucking weirdo, man. Just go. Just smile, be like, fuck yeah, man. Paul Pierce is the truth. We did some great shit together. You don't have to talk to Rondo or Doc or KG. You just gotta be there. Fucking weird. Weird. It also, old mate, no mates, Kobe, man. It was also nice to have Pierce's speech mention his fucking teammates as opposed to Kobe's don't mention your teammates fucking mumba bullshit. Best Laker of all time. Get the fuck out of here. Anyway, that's old mate, no mates. Anyway, I guess. But the Paul Pierce thing was fucking great. I loved it. What a great way to end an awesome NBA weekend. So, let's get to betting the Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now, I can be average. We're coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. This is your daily look into who was better than Lonzo Ball last night. It is hashtag better than Lonzo Ball. So, Dennis Smith Jr., 14-6-5 on Friday. And then 16 points, 11 assists, and 5 rebounds on Sunday. But that's not it. De'Aaron Fox had 23 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and 3 steals against the Wolves yesterday. Unreal. But not even that. Oh, it's Donovan Mitchell. He's better than Lonzo Ball. 27 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal against Portland yesterday. The thing is, this is why he gets better than Lonzo Ball today. Portland had pulled this game all the way back after Utah were fucking killing them. Portland had a massive run in the fourth quarter, got it back to about 12 or 10 even. And then Donovan fucking Mitchell went to work and sealed it with back-to-back-to-back buckets. 3 massive buckets. A 2-point, just a step-back jumper. Then he had a drive to the rim and the and-one. And then just hit a 3 in their face just to completely fucking seal it. That was awesome. So good job, Donovan Mitchell. You are better than Lonzo Ball today. Lonzo, though, back to doing full speed, non-contact drills, light contact drills coming soon. So hopefully he'll be back after the All-Star break. Love it. All right, let's move on to Yeah Nahs right after, let's say this one.
G'day. This is Joe Ingles, and you're listening to NBA Straya.
All right, it's Yeah Nah, NBA Australia, Yeah Nahs. We take 3 NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. And first off, let's talk more Paul Pierce. Ward, Pierce, and Garnett. Those Celtics have won 2+ titles with a healthy KG if he doesn't go down in 2009.
Yeah Nah.
Yeah, fucking oath they would have. Oh, man. They were like 29-2 when Pierce went down, when Garnett went down in 2009. So, count me colored a bit green when I think they would have won the 2009 title, and if he had have been just like healthy the entire time, maybe another one, but at least 2, I reckon, no problems there. The fact that they even got close again in like fucking 2010 is like bananas. So there you go. Anyway, after that beatdown, do the Cavs actually have a chance against the Celtics in the East? Yeah, nah, maybe, yeah. They've got a better chance. How about I say that? They've got a better chance than they did on Wednesday. So, yeah, I think the Cavs at least have got a puncher's chance against the Celtics, whereas I think they were just going to go out with a fucking whimper to like either Toronto or the Celtics. Now they're throwing themselves back into the fray. And then finally, are the Jazz a legitimately dangerous 8 seed? Ooh. Yeah, nah. Oh, yeah, maybe. Fucking hell. No, like dangerous, maybe not. I mean, if I'm Golden State, I don't want to see them in the 8 seed, do I? I'd much prefer Portland or Denver, so I guess they're more dangerous than Portland or Denver. Right there. Right there. So there you go. That's a couple of good Yeah Nahs. Not bad. Let's get to the unpopular opinion of the day.
Have a good night, play. Book-a-boy. Book-a-boy. Book-a-boy.
After that Papayana stuff, can we just shut down Sacramento as like a franchise or just hurry up and move them to Seattle like it should have happened? Because what a fucking shit show. Unbelievable. They're currently 17-38, and if they end up with the first pick, you know it's just going to end up wrong. Like, I don't know, Sacramento. You've done fucked up. All right, it's Monday. It's Dickhead of the Weekend. The fucking refs, man. The refs got to chill with this tech bullshit. Draymond got a tech for fucking doing nothing twice on the weekend. Unbelievable. It was so fucking horrible. And Tom Thibodeau's yelling at his own fucking player, Karl Anthony Towns, from the sideline and got a fucking tech. What the hell, refs? And the Nets-Pelicans game was a reffing shit show. There's like calls on each end being missed and then bullshit makeup ones being called. It was absolutely fucking horrendous, man. We're gonna fucking, like, I don't want to harp on ref shit, but they gotta fucking figure their shit out pronto. Oh, Jesus, I'll tell you. All right, let's get to the Australian Player Watch right after this. This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Australia. All right, let's get to the Australian Player Watch. Ben Simmons, big win over the Pelicans on Friday. 10 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists, 3 steals and a block. Looked amazing too. And then it looked really good in the win over the Clippers as well. 14 points, 10 assists, 5 rebounds, 2 steals and a block. Has a block in 4 of his last 5 games. And you can watch the highlights of that on the old Facebook page of NBA Australia right now. Patty Mills lost to the Warriors on Saturday. He started 7 points, 3 of 10 from the field, 1 of 5 from 3. Not a great one for Patty. 1 assist, 1 rebound. Great Popovich video where he got Patty and all the assistants together and was like, hands up, who here believes Patty won't get his third foul? And they all raised their hands and is like, all right, now don't go get your fucking third foul, Patty. I love Pop so much. Jingling Joe Ingles set back-to-back career highs. Career high against the Hornets on Friday. 23 points, had 5 and 5 as well. And then against the Blazers on Sunday, another career high. 24 points, topping Friday's game. 6 of 9 from 3. Nice. 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals in only 30 minutes. Unfucking believable. Unbelievable. I reckon Jingling Joe is behind the Jazz success. What do you reckon? Dele posting rehab videos on Facey and Insta and Twitter. Go check him out. Thon McCurr, bucks on that Florida road trip. Yo. Lost to Miami on Friday. Had 8 points, 3 rebounds, 1 block, and a win over Orlando on Saturday. Third highest scoring game of the season for Thon. The Thon song. 13 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block. Not bad. Last 5 games, shooting 60% from the field. Good job, Thon song. Thon. Aaron Bangers Baines lost to the Pacers on Friday. Had 6 and 6 with a block and steal. Lost to the Cavs yesterday. 2 points, 4 rebounds in only 13 minutes. Losing a hint of his minutes to Moose Monroe as they work him in. Andrew Bogut still has no team. Mango Mathiang hanging out in Greensboro with the Greensboro Swarm. Last, what do you reckon? Daily question. Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Yep, but hopefully back after the All-Star break. Just imagine the Jazz with another fucking defender, man. And the final part of the Australian Play Watch, Kyrie played the Wiz. 28 points. That was, fucking Thursday. Then Pacers on Friday, 21-5. Cavs on Sunday, 17-5. Not bad. It's Monday as well, so let's play Was He Better Than Gazy? We take a random player, figure out if he was better than Andrew Gaze or not. Here's a question. Was Karen Butler better than Andrew Gaze? Ooh, Gazy, one-time NBA champ. Didn't play in the actual finals. 7-time NBL MVP, 2-time NBL champ, 16-time NBL scoring champ. Career points average of 30.9 points per game. Karen Butler, one-time NBA champ, didn't play in the playoffs. Well, in the finals, he was hurt. Career points average, 14.4. Not bad. Well, 14.1. Not bad. 2-time NBA All-Star, 14-year NBA career. What do you reckon? Was Karen Butler better than Andrew Gaze? Let us know. Oh, geez. Ooh, tricky. All right, let's get to the game previews for tonight and the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Inspiration Board.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Stream, eh? Cheer, Brew.
All right, man. It's the Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board of Patty Mills. He has retweeted a sleep expert thing and just said, yes, please. With the sleep expert saying, yo, we need more research on sleep in athletes and mattresses and toppers, pillows, weighted blankets, sleep or not during flights, home and away, brackets, hotel, comma, family, room environment, smart textiles and fabrics, thanks in advance. And Patty Mills is like, yes, please. So dude needs some sleep. Come on, Patty. Just get a bit of shut-eye, bro. Just get a bit of shut-eye. All right, let's get to it. Game previews. Game previews. Pelicans at Pistons tonight. Oh, this is fun. Anthony Davis versus Andre Drummond and Blake Griffin. Pelicans on this big-ass road trip as well. Pistons are going to smoke him. Clippers at Nets. I might go to this. Go see Tobias Harris. DJ Milos versus the Ragtag Nets. Maybe. We'll see how we go. I might go. I think the Nets win this one out of nowhere. They need to break that, they've won one game in the last, like, nine. Gross. Nets will win that. Knicks at Sixers. Oh, the Sixers will fucking smash them. Big Simo and Embiid are going to kill the Knicks. I'll tell you that much. Magic at Bulls. Man, the Magic fucking suck. This is also the kind of game the Bulls have tripped up on all year, though, but I think the Bulls will win. Magic don't have a fucking point guard. I mean, DJ Augustine's their point guard. That means they don't have a point guard. Spurs at Jazz. Ah, tasty. Patty Mills versus the Jingler. Fuck yeah. 9-game win streak on the line for the Jazz on a back-to-back as well. So they go from fucking Portland this back home to Utah to play the Spurs. Spurs got beaten by the Warriors on the weekend. I feel like they'll snap this Jazz winning streak as much as it pains me to say. And then the final game of tonight, Suns at Warriors. Poor Suns fans. At least you got Elfrid Payton. I mean, you might have been better off trading for Gary Payton, but still. Warriors, they could probably rest everyone and still fucking win. That's how it's going to go. Warriors win that, no problems. And you know what? That is fucking it for today. Man, what a massive episode. What a huge, awesome weekend. Congrats to Paul Pierce on that jersey ceremony. It was fucking emotional. It was amazing to see that 34 go up into the rafters of the garden, dude. Dude, did you see Paul Pierce? That kid is fucking good, dude. Yeah, loved it. Not bad. So, congrats to Paul Pierce. Thanks for listening to NBA Straight Up today. It's awesome to be back. Fucking love doing this every day. We're going to be doing this every day up into the lead up into the All-Star break. It's going to be fun. So, we'll be back tomorrow for more ridiculousness. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Subscribe on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, all your podcast apps, bro. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out House Hats, their new band. Their new single, Stop, is a fucking corker. Go request on Triple J right now. Go on, Stop by House Hats. It's awesome. Extra special thanks to legends at Green Green Green, Iowa, Fascinator, and the Ramshackle Army for the tunes you heard throughout the episode. NBA Australia supports Australian bands. Check him out on Bandcamp and Facey. And that's it, man. Stick around for Deli, because he's going to review the new Netflix movie, The Cloverfield Paradox. Sure, all right. And we will catch us tomorrow. This is NBA Australia saying... Lederhosen!
Oi, 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 it's old mate Deli over here. How the fuck are yous? You alright? What do you reckon? Look, to be honest, I've been a bit fucking crooked. I pinged my ankle the other fucking day, and I reckon I'll be out for like a month or some shit. Which I reckon's fucking bullshit, eh? A month? Maybe for some fucking pansy ass drongo like fucking Chris Paul, but not fucking old mate Deli. The doctor's all like, Deli, mate, you're out for like 3 to 4 weeks, mate. I'm like, yeah, nah, get fucked, more like 3 to 4 games, you dickhead. Cause I'm like the Aussie Wolverine, bro. I'm like, I can't be fucking killed by conventional weapons, eh? I'm all fucking adamantium and shit. Fucking snicky snick, you dickheads. Anyway, like, have you been watching my workout / hashtag rehab life videos? They're fucking sick, mate. Got me jumping on fucking trampolines, doing fucking chin-ups and shit. Just trying to get that hashtag bounce back, eh? Fucking sick. Anyway, so like, I've been rehabbing because I've been hurt, and like I've been able to catch up on some tally and shit. So me and the missus watched that new Netflix one, The Cloverfield Paradox. And like, to be honest, I got no fucking clue what was going on. Like, I love that old fucking Cloverfield movie with that monster you never see and it like fucks up New York and shit. And then there was that other one with like John Goodman and the chicky babe in the bunker. But this was like in space and like some alternate realities or some shit. And I just don't fucking know. I ended up like playing fucking Words with Friends and sending swears to Thon for most of it. But I don't know. It looked like it was pretty fucking sick. Like the dude exploded and then the creepy fucking arm shit going on. It's like climbing up the fucking shit and just like writing stuff. It's fucking weird, man. But it was fucking weird, mate. It was like the time Plugger, me best mate from Maryborough, would pop his shoulder out just to get out of doing PE with Mr. Mapes because Plugger fucking hated that guy. Ah, it was sick as, bro. Anyway, so the Cloverfield Paradox was pretty fucking good. I mean, I didn't know what the fuck was going on most of the time, but it was entertaining as, bro. Like, and I'm a sucker for anything in space, so it still gets 10 out of 10 Deli ones, and it's a fucking good one. Go watch it. All right, so there you go. That's my Deli review for this week. I'll catch you next week. Later, cunts. Deli out.